Good morning. So we've got an announcement between Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Shell Penzel, and the Council for Responsible Sport this morning. Seated here is Chris Powell, President, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Kevin Phelan, Board Member of the Council for Responsible Sport, and Bree Sandlin, Vice President, Shell Lubricants Marketing North America. So without further ado, I guess I'll kick it over to Kevin and let everybody know what we're here today for.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much. Colin, thanks, and Bree, thanks for being here. So it's a great honor to be at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So I'm a board member of Council for Responsible Sport, as Sam says, and we're an independent organization that works with the sports industry to think about how they're moving forward environmental, social, and kind of economic sustainability. So not just carbon, as you often think about, but across the whole gamut of how sports can really improve what we do. And so we were lucky enough last year to work with the Penzel 400 to assess the activities of the race here. And today we're announcing that the race actually reached a silver certification in the sense of what it's been doing, which is a pretty major achievement, given it was the first time that the raceway had gone for it. The way the certification works, it's a framework of five areas. We look at things like how well the event's planned and communicated on areas of responsible sport. We look at procurement, so how does the event go through and think about the way it works with vendors and bringing things in. We look at resource management. That might be stuff like energy, water, waste. You know, events like this obviously produce a lot of waste during the course of the day, so you think about recycling and all of that. We look at access and equity, which is how do races or events really bring in fans that may not always be able to get there? How accessible is it to bring new participants in? How's it working with the community? And then lastly, we think about what legacy the race is leaving with the community, because quite often races, not like this because you have a venue, but certain things like, say, road races, marathons, and that can be a whole bunch of people show up in a city, they run around, they create a lot of mess, and then they go away, and the city's left thinking, hey, hang on, how good is that? So we look at that. So we have five categories, and what we do is we assess those independently against a set of standards, and that's how we go through. And really glad to say that the team here, and with Shell's help, did an amazing job. So we're just really here to celebrate. So what I'd like to do is just play a little video. That'll give you a bit more background, and then I'm going to hand it over to Bree. But the Las Vegas Motor Speedway and the Pennzoil 400 is well on its way to making a really positive impact. So let's have a look at the video.
The world's most recognizable sporting events are uniting to make a positive impact. Impact beyond the field of play, beyond the course, beyond the arena. Impact beyond the court and beyond the track. It's an impact for today and for tomorrow. Toward a world that's more responsible and conscientious. Toward a world that's more equitable and fair. Toward a world that's climate safe. As we salute two dozen world-class events that made the commitment to use less and do more, we celebrate their leadership, their dedication, and their compassion. While they show the world how responsible sport looks, how it feels, and how it acts, we know other leaders and events want to be part of making a positive impact and a better world for all. Getting the guidance to join these prestigious events starts with a single click. Download our free event assessment tool and get started using the passion of sport to create a better world today.
So, a little bit of an advert there, of course, you'd expect that for the council. But we've worked around the world, and I think we're on like 175 events now. And hopefully, if we get some footage today, we'll be adding the Penzoil 400 to the next little video. So congratulations again to the team. And Bree, over to you.
Perfect. Thank you, Kevin. Hello, everyone. I'm Bree Sandlin, as Sam mentioned. I work for Shell, and it's really an honor to be here today celebrating the Pennzoil 400. This is our fifth annual, and we are really proud of our relationship with Las Vegas Motor Speedway and SMI. In fact, being in motorsports, we love it at Pennzoil because it gives us a chance to test our products in the most demanding conditions and then take what we learn from the track and apply that back to our products that we sell every day to the cars we drive. And increasingly, what we're finding, something really cool, is that that's more happening more and more in the space of sustainability. So in line with Shell's ambition to be a net zero emissions energy company by the year 2050 or sooner, at Pennzoil, we work really closely with our customers and our partners to understand their sustainability needs and what we can do to help better help them manage those sustainability needs. And particularly in the space of motorsports, I mean, this is something that has been in the DNA of Pennzoil for a really long time. We love being at the track. We love racing. And so one of the really cool things is for us to see this sport advance into the future and to continue to have a really long longevity for the sport, we know what we have to do is help reduce the carbon footprint of the sport and also help attract new fans to the sport that are increasingly focused on sustainability as something important and critical to them. And that's why we're really so excited to be able to partner with the council so we can measure and verify that the work we're doing with Las Vegas Motor Speedway is working. As Kevin pointed out, one of also something that's really special to us at Pennzoil is there's a lot of different pieces of getting a certification. So some things are in the space of sustainability, and as Pennzoil, we're able to help by providing more energy-efficient lubricants. But also there's a piece around helping the community. And so one of the things we did in achieving this certification is that we partnered with the Joey Logano Foundation and the Convoy of Hope. We actually helped service community members here in Las Vegas, over 1,000 families that were in need during the pandemic. So it's also something that helps us live up to our core values at Shell of powering people and giving back to the communities that we operate in. So it's really been very, very important to us to be a part of this. And we loved getting to partner with Las Vegas Motor Speedway when we brought them the idea. They jumped right in, and it's been a terrific partnership and journey for us. So we're very proud of it at Pennzoil, and thank you both for the amazing partnership. Chris, over to you to share a few words.
Thank you very much, Bree, and thank you, Kevin. We're extremely happy to be recognized by the Council for Responsible Sport. Both the event, the Pennzoil 400, as well as Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is somewhat personal for me, as I was telling them in the ante room a few minutes ago, that I have two sons who are in the sustainability space. One son works in the solar industry in Asheville, North Carolina. And my other son teaches at Boston College. He's a religion and ethics professor. And because of his love for sustainability and the environment, he works that into his curriculum. So he will be thrilled to hear about this. And I hope we have a video of this press conference, because I can't wait to show it to him. We hope that this day and this announcement will inspire other NASCAR speedways to take part in such a pursuit, because it really is nice. We do a lot of things here. You might wonder how we got where we are today, but the building in which you're sitting or inhabiting right now is a geothermal-powered building. And we also do a number of other efforts in the sustainability realm, and including the almost 100% elimination of paper tickets. We've upgraded a significant amount of our track lighting to LED high-efficiency lights. We've repurposed signage and tires and other forms of equipment in the sustainability area. And of course, as I mentioned, this building is a geothermal powered building. So we love the role that we're able to play with Pennzoil, and we're appreciative to the Council for Responsible Sport. Thank you so much for giving us this award.
We're absolutely honored. And the fact that this is the first NASCAR race to receive the certification is a great honor for you guys. So as you say, hopefully many more to come.
We're setting the bar high. And we hope
in everything, I'm sure.
We hope others will follow suit. And I also would like to say that I've gotten through 99% of my remarks without razzing Bree about being a Duke fan, as I did graduate at UNC in 1981, which was a long time ago. She probably wasn't even born by then, but we still love the Blue Devils. We've got to have somebody to have a heated rivalry with, so we love Duke.
Of all days, you couldn't have let Coach K have his moment, really.
I thought you were commenting on my North Carolina accent. No, but actually you realized it was South Carolina. Right?
A little Southern.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
I think we may have a couple questions. I know Jerry's got one right here.
I have two, one for Bree. From Shell's perspective, when you hear about, oil companies, but, petrochemical industry, you guys don't always get the most positive news. Why is it important for Shell to do these types of ventures and to give back and to, for renewable issues?
That's a great question. As I mentioned, Shell has an ambition of being a net zero emissions energy company by the year 2050. And, I think what we've noticed is we really have to start working customer back. One of the biggest contributions to the carbon footprint of an event like this is scope 3, which is about the fans coming in. And so for us, it's really important to get that fan engagement, help our partners, our fans, all parts of the motorsports arena understand the footprint that we have here and what we can do individually, take baby steps to start to get better at that. And, every year we're going to get better and better and better. And ultimately, that's what's going to make a difference in the big picture. So it's a community effort. It really is. And we're just excited that we're able to again, start to make those steps towards a more sustainable future.
And for the gentleman from the council, what are some other events or venues that that now Las Vegas Motor Speedway can align themselves with and say, hey, we've been selected for this, and so has this these other places?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, I think we've done like 175 events. So some of the things that we've done, NCAA Final Fours, where, the basketball events, we've done that a number of times. We do the...
Where Duke plays.
What's that? I don't know whether Duke and North Carolina. I'm now feeling rather vulnerable being in the middle between the two people here. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is one that we've worked with over about seven years. And as Colin and Bree were saying, that's one where we kind of started and we sort of build up over time, because you don't go from zero to kind of hero. It's about building over time. We've worked with the U.S. Olympic team a lot and the U.S. Olympic trials, things like that. And we do a lot of road races in terms of running races, and we're engaged with Jazz Fest down in New Orleans now, which is another Shell event. So across the whole gamut of the sports industry, we've worked on things. And I know NASCAR Green has been around for a long time and does a lot of good stuff, and I think that the step that Las Vegas have taken to look across the sort of gamut of things that Bree talked around and set themselves out to an independent standard is something which I think a lot of speedways are doing. One thing, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention Indianapolis in this room. Am I allowed?
Absolutely.
To?
We love the Brickyard.
So we actually worked with the Indy 500 last year to do a similar thing, and with Atlanta as well. So momentum is kind of building, and I think you also find that when you start to engage, as Bree said, fans really step up. They're like, they're interested. It's not just it's something green, right? That people realize, hey, I want to do this. Quite often we find with fans of all sports, as you were saying, the kids start, shaking on their mom or dad's arm going, hey, we need to do this. So, we're looking forward to working with more NASCAR races.
I'll add on to, sorry.
Man City or Man United? I'm gonna go with Man City, because my wife is sitting over there and she's a Man United fan. So given that we've already got a rivalry going on here, I think I should say that. But I'll come back and ask you which one you're with. Are you going to tell me Leeds or something, right?
Arsenal.
They used to be good.
They haven't been relegated yet, have they?
No, they stay there.
I will build on what Kevin was saying, and that we recently did some research with NASCAR fans. We found that 89% of NASCAR fans personally care about the environmental impact, and over half are really concerned about the impact of motorsports on the environment. So again, this is an engaged community. It's a community that does care about what we're doing, and we have a real opportunity to move ahead with progressing the sustainability initiative via the fans of motorsports. So it makes me personally and professionally really excited.
Anybody else?
Okay. Thank you.